Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Again, coming from South City Christian Church in Lake Charles, Louisiana this morning, as kind of beginning to wrap up a week of serving with IDES, and helping with disaster relief, hurricane debris cleanup. This morning, as we continue looking at this week's prayer guide on sharing goodness, we're looking at the topic, the focus of sharing a reputation of goodness. The Bible tells us to live in such a way that the pagans, the unbelievers, those that are not yet in relationship with Jesus, would see our good deeds and glorify God on the day of visitation, I think the King James says, on the day that He's made known to them. You see, as we go about life, we have an opportunity to share in this reputation of goodness. There are various groups that you probably know that have a reputation of helping others, of serving. And many of them have some sort of a Christian or faith background. That they do so because they believe they ought to. But as an individual, as you and me, do we have that same reputation? Do people look at your life or look at my life and notice good deeds that come because of our relationship with Jesus? You see, it's nice, I guess, that people would think that we're good people, that we do good, that we help others. But if it only reaches the point of them thinking that we're good people, that we're helpful, that we're kind and nice and loving, and that somehow we've managed to become that on our own, we've kind of failed them. You see, God's desire is that we would do the good works that the Bible says He created in advance for us to do. I always think that's a powerful statement. And sometimes it scares me, because what if I miss? So I'm not so sure that it's always specific good works, that there's a good work that He created in advance just for me to do. It's quite possible. I think it's a more generic or general scripture that just talks that God has created good works that He expects all of His children to do. They will be different from person to person according to how He has gifted us. Been running chainsaw almost most of the day, all week. Not everybody can do that. But I've been gifted that way. I've been trained that way. I learned it from my dad. Lots of great things I learned from my dad. But the things that we really ought to be known for, I believe, flow out of the fruit of the Spirit. Because the physical labor that we're able to do, if we can, the emotional support that we're able to give, if we can, the spiritual teaching we're able to give, all of it becomes effective when it's packaged in this, well, this little package of fruit. You probably know them. That love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. You know, those things that God says are produced by His Spirit within us. You see, when our deeds reflect those. And our words and our actions let people know that it's because of Jesus in our life. Then there's a reason to glorify God. Some look at that verse and they think, well, the day of visitation, when Jesus returns. And yet, I look at it and I think, well, are the pagans, the unbelievers, those outside of Christ going to glorify God? Perhaps. It does say every knee will bow. I like to look at it more of a personal visitation, if you will. Like the day that I became aware of a real and living God that wanted to dwell through His Spirit within me. And I could glorify God because of the goodness, the good deeds that those who had taught me, those who had been my examples. You see, in a lot of ways, that's a much better visitation, because then it prepares us for the return of Jesus. For the pagans, for the unbelievers. To glorify God because of your good deeds that brought them into a knowledge and a relationship with Jesus is a much better thing than for them to bow before God when there's no longer hope. You see, as we live life, every one of us has an opportunity to be kind, to be loving, to be patient, to be gentle, to be filled with self-control. Oh, I've heard people say, that's just not who I am. Well, it doesn't have to be who you are. That's who God is. And He says that's what His Spirit produces within you. You see, sometimes we pass off very un-Christ-like attitudes and behaviors as that's just the way the person is. And God says, I want to transform them. I want them to be changed completely. I want my Spirit to produce this fruit in them so that people see their good deeds and they glorify me. In our culture, and in not just our culture, in our human nature, it can be very difficult to do good deeds, only wanting God to be glorified. We like to be noticed. We like credit. We like to be appreciated. I think those things generally come to some extent. But if that's our motivation, we're missing the greatest part of doing good, the greatest part of serving others. As I've been serving this week and listening to stories, and in a lot of ways, I think that's an even greater work than running a chainsaw, than cleaning up a yard, than repairing a home, the covering a roof, is listening. One family, and I'm guessing it's probably typical of many down here, were without electricity for 32 days. And they lived in an area where they were on a well and their water supply needed electricity. And some places have been able to get generators and continue on in some fashion. But as we shared and we talked and we helped what we could, and their electric was back on by the time we were there, It became apparent that he just needed to tell his story. Today, you will have an opportunity, I would guess, to listen to someone's story. And it likely won't be a hurricane story unless you live in an area that happens. But they have a life story. The chaos that they've lived through. And you won't be able to fix it all. You might not be able to fix any of it. It's not really your job. But you can listen. You can help them to share their story. You can reflect Jesus and offer hope and comfort and peace. As we pray today, I would encourage you to spend some time asking God to purify your motives. Asking God to help you to see the good works, the deeds that He's put in front of you to do. And if you're not sure what you can do, ask Him to clarify that. As you cross paths with people today, think about how your words, your actions, your social media account reflects Jesus. Think about how those things show the goodness of God in you. I think that one of the greatest joys in life is having someone come along and come to Christ. Because we've been faithful in representing Him well. There is so much out there, so many disillusioned with Christianity, so many trying to define and redefine and make up their own version of what Christianity is. But I believe the Bible is true. Whether I like everything it says or not. And I know we get into all these arguments, well, it's the English translation and that doesn't mean it's accurate. And I think God's bigger than that. To say we've understood it wrong for 200 years or 300, 400, 500 years or whatever it is. I think God's bigger than that. It is living and active. It ought to penetrate, to cut us to the core. Not for the purpose of harming us, but to bring healing and restoration. And as we experience the healing and restoration that God brings, we ought to live in such a way that people see how we live, and they come to a point of glorifying God. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. You've created good works for us to do. And sometimes those might be very specific works that you've made just for an individual to do. Most of the time, I believe they're general works that you've created for all of your children to be involved in according to their abilities and gifting that you've put in them. And so, Father, today as I pray, I ask that you would help us to examine our motivation for doing good. Purify our hearts and our motives, that we would desire above all else that you are honored, that Jesus is lifted up and glorified. Father, I pray for the children in our homes, our churches, our communities. I pray that they would see from us the examples. They would hear from us the teaching about the goodness that you want to see in them as they see it in us. May we help them to live with such a reputation that their classmates, that their friends would glorify God because of our children's faithfulness. Father, as I pray, I think of so many that want to do good works, that want to do meaningful work for you, and yet perhaps they've been taught that it's only certain things that includes. And so I pray that they would seek you for how their works, how the things that you've created and designed them to be able to do can bring glory to your name. Father, I pray for the willingness and the humility to simply listen without having to have all the answers, without having to fix all the problems, because we don't have that power. And may the good work of listening be one that we spend time developing. And as we listen to people, as we listen to their stories, as we listen to your Spirit within us, may we be motivated to action when we can and when it's necessary and when it's helpful. And Father, as James would write, may our deeds and our faith work together to represent Jesus well. Father, as I prepare another day of cutting up trees and brush and stuff from people's homes and yards and places where it shouldn't be, I do pray for your safety, but I pray for continued opportunities to bring glory to your name. But I pray for the people down here that are looking for answers and hope and some light at the end of the tunnel of all of this chaos. I pray for the churches and for the South City Christian Church here that it would come together and not be crushed by the weight of all of the damage that's been done physically, the building, as you can see above me, behind me, but the damage that's been done to their very spirit, the essence of who they are. May the help that's given be an encouragement for them to pull together, to draw together, to continue to be faithful, not just in serving and following you, but in serving their community, in reaching out and doing the good deeds that they can do so that many would see Jesus. Father, it's my prayer today, as always, that we would lift up Jesus in everything that we do so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning, a devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.